Dean and Me, It's a Love Story in Stores Tomorrow. Here's Jerry Lewis, everybody.
Good to see you,
Thank
David.
Thank you very much for being here. How you been, my friend?
I've been great. I lost 74 pounds.
74 pounds?
Yeah. I don't know, David, if your audience knows that we get paid mm-hmm. when we do your show. That's part of the union must.
That's right.
Right.
It's a minimal kind of honorarium. Minimal.
And they brought me this to sign tonight, which I've signed before, David. Right. And the figure here is $418. Now, I've done the show a number of times. I've never gotten a damn check from you or your...
Really? Is that a fact? Is that true?
Now, wait. Wow. I think this is fair.
Terribly embarrassed.
Okay. $418. I will take $15 cash right now.
Call it even.
I don't make change, Dave.
There's 10. There's 5. The square? Just pair it up now.
You're okay for the week.
Yeah, but what about our linen? When will we get our linen?
Oh, God.
Yeah, tell me, you're pretty excited that tomorrow's the big day for the book, huh?
The book releases tomorrow, mm-hmm. and it's really... We got a couple of reviews. Mm. It's the only time I ever got reviews that didn't say I should be condemned. You
really?
Know? And they were wonderful reviews. They loved the book.
Now, this is not your first book?
No, this is the third. Mm-hmm. The first book was Total Filmmaker, and the second book was In Person.
Now, when people buy this book in advance of buying it, what will surprise them that's in the book that they don't know about your relationship with Dean Martin?
Well, what they're going to find out, no one was ever closer to the act than I was. Mm. I was in it.
Of course.
Yeah, hey. They're going to find out about the man who I really believe in my heart was the most underrated performer in show business. Most. David, you know the importance of a beat, a rhythm. He knew when I was going to breathe. He knew when I was going off on a tangent, and he'd know how to get me back. It was the most brilliant ability. And we used to switch in the middle of a show in a nightclub. I'm doing straight for Dean. Our audience didn't really know. They're laughing at what's going on. We did that many times, and it was in his bones. He had this great comic sense in his bones. And he got so little recognition. It was Jerry this, Jerry that, the crazy man like always. They'll always go with the nut. I want to tell you something. I have a poster in my office that he just sent me from Berlin, a collector, and it's a huge poster announcing the film, Hollywood a Bust, Jerry Lewis, and a huge picture of me in the middle of the page. Not only is there nothing of Dean, his name wasn't in it. Mm. And he took that for 10 years. Mm.
And you actually began by sort of heckling his singing act. Is that where the act formulated?
Yes. Especially when we were told, you know, the guys in Atlantic City wanted to find out who I would recommend, because we lost an artist, and I said, my pal Dean Martin's not working. I think he would be great. Mm-hmm. Nah, not another singer. I said, hold it a second. Not only does he sing, but he and I do some silly stuff.
All right.
After the first show, Dean did his three songs. I did my record act, and they came back and said, what happened to the silly stuff? You want to see silly cement shoes? You better have some silly stuff in the next show. Yeah. We did 2 hours and 20 minutes the next show.
And it was just kind of improvised, goofing around?
Absolute improv.
I think in the book there's a picture that is captioned, and Dean is on stage, and you interrupt him as the waiter. You're the,
oh,
the goofy
either
waiter.
The waiter, yeah. Or the doorman. Or...
And you've got like what appears to be a small side of beef, carrying with a fork in it. And you just kind of interrupted him screaming.
I walked by the butcher in the kitchen. I picked it up.
Yeah, yeah. And what are you screaming at Dean when you show up?
I'm screaming at him, say something. They're paying us.
Yeah.
We didn't know what we were doing, and we were playing to a full house.
Yeah.
11 people were in that joint.
We'll be back here with Jerry Lewis, everybody. Jerry Lewis, thank you, Paul. When you guys were working, probably not in your prime, but just as you were starting to hit it huge, the work schedule was ridiculous. It would be 7 or 8 shows a day for the entire week. Is that
about
it? At
the New York Paramount, we did 8 shows a day, 56 for the week.
56 shows a week?
Right.
Oh, my God.
And 2 weeks, 112 shows. Our first show, David, was 9:10 in the morning, and we were going for the last one at 12:35.
How
and
long?
Now I hear an act says, I'm not playing Vegas. You got to do 2 shows that week.
That week.
Give me a break.
And how long would each show be?
An hour and 10, an hour and 15. Mm-hmm.
Good Lord.
I'd be in and out of the audience. The Paramount stage was really up high. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing a monkey. I'm coming from there to there. Then I can't get back up, so he helps me with his jacket. And he's pulling me up. Of course, I have half a jacket. He's singing one number with a hand in there. And whatever happened, happened. But 8 times a day.
Yeah.
Now, the kicker was that Bob Whiteman, who ran New York Paramount, comes to us in the dressing room. He says... we need another show on Saturday. I said, where the hell are you going to put a 9th show? I said, we got to go on at 20 minutes to 4. We did it, and the only way we could do it was our film was on the screen. And Bob said, if we could cut 10 minutes out of the movie, that'd give us 90 more minutes for the day and get that other show in. I went up to the projection booth at the New York Paramount, and I'm editing 10 minutes out of the film. And we did a 9th show at 12:55 in the morning.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Did you... When you guys were on the road, and I'm assuming that you did nationwide tours,
or yeah,
you 3 months at a time, 4 months at a time, whatever. Were there like girls? Did you? You know what I mean? Was there? Was there a lot of fooling around? Sort of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You don't think I got this weight from living good, do you? Oh, we had such fun. It was incredible. But we were so enamored by what we were getting and what was happening to us, we walked down Central Park South with the 2 chippies.
Mm.
We went to theaters with them sitting in the front row with the 2 of us.
Mm-hmm.
We were the most famous thing that happened to television in 1950. And we're running everywhere. I got a special table at big Billingsley Store Club,
right.
And the 4 of us are sitting there in the middle of 800 people, all going...
Now, I think a lot of people thought that the Dean was the real ladies' man.
Ah!
No.
He like... No! No! My partner watched Westerns on television. And I was digging a new mine every day.
I see. And but you were.
What does that mean?
You were both married at the time, is that right?
Of course we were married. What the hell's that got to do with anything? Which I'm 19 years old, David.
Yeah.
And that first year we netted almost $750,000.
Just joined the live act.
I have it on me. And you don't really know what you're doing at 19 years old.
No.
I had a child at 19. Yeah, right. My son just turned 60.
Really?
Yeah. Gary Lewis just turned 60.
Oh,
so
goodness.
I said, how's it feel coming up to 60? He said, probably the same as coming up to 80. But we were busy.
And why is it, if you can, and I know things like this are very complicated and difficult to explain, but you've had a lot of time to reflect on it, why did you guys split up? What was the reason there?
I don't think it's any of your damn business, Dave. It's kind of personal, you know what I mean?
I'm sorry.
It's in the book. We had 9.5 marvelous years. And outside factors got to Dean, they got to me, a little poison here, a little poison there. The human condition, unfortunately, waits for great togetherness so they can go and divide it. The very nature of the human condition. But at the same time, I wanted to do more. And I knew what my partner had. He had so much to give. And it was time that he wasn't doing straight anymore. And we both decided, let's go out champs. Let's not get knocked through the ropes. That's embarrassing. And we both decided, let's wrap it up. But then it got a little rancorous here and there, and we started to hate one another because we were allowing the break to happen.
Right.
And it went from bad to worse. I didn't talk to him for 20 years. He didn't talk to me for 20 years. That's called stupidity, but nonetheless, it happened. And then Frank brought Dean on the telethon one night, and we embraced one another. And from that point on, we were pretty much together, communicating, until Dean's son died in the air crash. And I called my wife. I said, my partner died today. She said, I thought it was Dino. I said, yeah, it was, but so was it here. And he waited to die after losing, because he was the apple of his eye. He loved all his children, but there was something very special about Dino. Great athlete, marvelous performer, and he was just allowing himself to die.
But it's a tremendous credit to the collective abilities that separately you continue to be big, big stars after the breakup.
Well, you're lucky, because neither of us knew what was going to happen. We didn't know, but we had to make the break at the time before it got sloppy and before it became unprofessional.
I want to show a clip here of you and Dean together. This is from the Colgate Comedy Hour.
Right.
And I'm guessing at the date probably...
1950. September 1950.
That early, okay.
Yeah.
It's Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis. Take a look.
55 years.
Come on, my honeymoon. I just got married. Give me a break.
Newlyweds?
No, olderlyweds. Yeah, newlyweds.
Oh, that is magnificent. May I be... very first congratulate you and wish you the very best of luck. And is that the little woman over there? Well, congratulations.
I'll teach you to kiss my wife.
I don't need no lessons.
Oh, come on, buddy. Only been married an hour.
Oh, you were married today?
Today.
I want to wish you the very best of luck. And to the little woman.
And to the little woman. Well, the great read here. Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, a love story in stores tomorrow. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself. Thank you very much. Jerry Lewis, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back, everybody.